It's the weekend, which means it's time for Jill on Money, the show that makes money fun and just happens to answer all your financial questions. Here's your host, Jill Schlesinger.
Welcome back. It's hour number two of Jill on Money. And as promised, we have a fantastic guest who is making a reappearance. I think he's been on the show a couple of times before, but not for a while. Mitch Tuckman, he is the founder and CEO of Market Riders and Rebalance IRA, on the forefront of the entire robo-advisor movement. So without further ado, Mitch Tuckman, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Jill. How are you today?
I'm great. Do you feel like you're the first one, hey, I knew about this before it was famous, and, you know, what's going on here? You were really the guy, weren't you?
Well, you know, they say pioneers are the ones with the arrows in their backs.
So. Oh, dear.
I think so far we've avoided that, but no, we've been at this for a while, and I think what we're now witnessing is a general retooling of the whole financial services industry, where consumers are going to be getting a better deal. Not only have we been advocating a different way of investing for investors, but now even the Department of Labor is about to win a kind of a David and Goliath fight that's going to get everyday investors more information about what their brokers have been putting them into, and I think all is going to be better for the saver and the investor right now.
That's so great. So, Mitch, just let's go back a little bit. Tell us about your background, first of all, and what made you form this company called MarketRiders.com?
Well, yeah, I mean, Market Riders was the first incarnation, but the current one that is, you know, most all my time is Rebalance IRA, but yeah, they're all versions of the same idea. But basically, I was an entrepreneur for the first 15 years of my career here in Silicon Valley. Built up a company, sold it, had money to invest. I think I've told you, you know, my personal story, but my son was born about that time with severe disabilities. And I realized I better figure out how to invest this money, not just for me, but for 50 years after I'm in the ground. Because if I didn't, no one would be around. You know, there wouldn't be money to take care of them. So it was a very, very personal and you know, deep sort of issue for me. So I began to look for my options. And, you know, I did have a background in finance. I got an MBA many years ago at Harvard. So I knew something about the advice I was being given by people in, you know, in financial services. And none of it really made a lot of sense to me, Jill. So I asked a friend who ran a hedge fund, and through a very back-ended way, I got into this business. Ended up working at managing money for about 7 or 8 years, and learned from a lot of our big institutional investors how they did it. And I found a way to bring that to everyday investors. So I learned that what the big institutional investors do, the ones managing endowments and retirement funds and, you know, guys like that have to pay IBM retirees their money every month, those sort of investors, they spoke a completely different language than the Wall Street financial services people, and they thought about investing completely different. And I realized, again, as an entrepreneur, that there was a way to bring this to everyday investors. So that was the genesis of all of this. And so in 2008, we launched a first automated robo-investing service called Market Riders. And then by listening to our clients, we learned that they wanted a human touch. They were over 45 largely. They were baby boomers or, you know, a little earlier and needed somebody to talk to them about how to put all the pieces together. You know, when we're over 45, life gets a little more complex. So we launched Rebalance IRA about 3 years ago, and we have a human advisor on the phone with our clients, and we have all the benefits of this low-cost, what's now called robo-investing, as the investment management for the money that we handle.
And so Market Riders still exists, though, correct?
It does. It does.
And yes. So Market Riders is for, like, the do-it-yourselfer, basically, who just wants, hey, just give me the information. I'm on my own. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we learned that there's not a lot of those people out there. or the ones that are have been burned enough making their own mistakes that they want to hang up the spurs, or you know, hang it up and let somebody else do it. But generally, it's hard. You know, so yes, it's for the people who want to delegate. Market Riders is for do-it-yourselfers, but we formed Rebalance in order to address a broader need of people who really want to hand this over to somebody, but want to do it in a way that makes sense for them financially.
So, okay. So, presuming that, you know, you do it yourself, you go to marketriders.com, walk us through a process of what occurs there, and then we're going to make the different, we're going to draw the distinction between the two services.
Yeah, Market Riders is pretty simple. It's like paint by numbers, Jill. It's like, I want a nice painting, but I don't really know what to do. Market Riders will ask you a bunch of questions online. You'll answer them. It'll then spit out a bunch of trades you should make. You'll go make those trades, and then over time it'll tell you if you need to make adjustments. So it's letting you do the process yourself by telling you what you should be doing, and then you go make the trades. So you've got to get on your online platform and make those trades yourself. Rebalance, on the other hand, is where a credentialed, seasoned financial advisor will get on the phone with you, take you through what we call a diagnostic, a whole series of questions, try to understand who you are, your family, your needs, the money that you have to invest, all the things that a good planner will do. You used to do that, Jill.
Oh, yeah, 152 years ago.
Exactly. So query the client, find out what they need, recommend a course of action, and then if the client wants to proceed, we then move their money into an account at Schwab or Fidelity, and then we do all of the management of the money. And then we are in continual touch with the client to make sure that if there's changes in their life or different decisions that need to be made that might impact how their money's invested, we have a seat at the table with them in helping that happen.
That's great. So we're talking to Mitch Tuckman. You're also the CEO and founder of Rebalance IRA, right? Title or not?
Yes. My partner, Scott Puritz, and I both manage the company together. And we're now managing about $350 million, and it's going great guns.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about, and it's, by the way, just to be annoying, it's not just rebalanceira.com, it's rebalance-ira.com. We will link to that in our show notes, so don't worry, that will be there. But we are going to make sure that you understand why this model, this sort of like a hybrid model, this can be a lot cheaper than going to a traditional brokerage firm. So when we come back with Mitch Tuckman, he's going to explain that. He's also going to explain some of the perverse incentives that exist in the universe of financial services. You're listening to Jill on Money, 855-411-JILL. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back.
Back to Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger. Have a question? Call anytime, day or night, 855-411-JILL.
Well, that'll be the day when you say
you're back with Jill on Money. If you've got a financial question, 855-411-JILL. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We've got a great guest here, Mitch Tuckman. He's the CEO and co-manages Rebalance-IRA.com. He also founded and is the CEO of Market Riders. These are among some of the so-called robo-advisors. And, you know, Mitch, I'm just laughing because, you know, you did mention the Department of Labor rule, and we'll get to that in a second. But I wonder if did you see how the industry was going to change when you first came up with this concept of using technology to help investors? Did you think that there was something brewing in the investment world that you knew that we didn't?
Yes. Basically, whenever you have an industry that makes way too much money for providing very little value, there's something great about our American economy and innovators and entrepreneurs that seek and destroy that inefficiency. In having lived in Silicon Valley for over 30 years, I've watched this happen in industry after industry after industry. And so when I got involved in financial services, I began to realize, oh my God, this industry basically siphons a third or more of the available returns out of people's pocketbooks year in and year out, tens of billions of dollars. And not only do they provide nowhere near the value commensurate with the amount they charge, but they're actually hurting people. And I know, as you know, been around a while, that will cease to exist through innovation. So, you know, maybe I was one of the first to see it, but I've been followed by other great companies that have been funded by hundreds of millions of dollars of venture capital. And finally, the financial services industry is having to retool itself. So, Jill, the way I look at it, I was around in the early 70s when I got my driver's license, and you're a little younger than I am, or a
tiny
lot younger,
bit.
But yeah, I was in line waiting for gas, and when the gas crisis hit, and when you go to L.A. and your eyes would water because the pollution was so bad, the auto industry had to retool itself, and they had to get regulators involved finally to get the car makers to get gas mileage up and get pollution levels down. But the Japanese had figured that out well before. And they came in and took over the auto industry when the market required it. And I see that firms like ours are doing something very similar to this market of financial services.
Well, I mean, then how do you compete if Schwab just turns on its services? I mean, is that hard for you? I mean, in this environment, all the big firms are starting to do acquisitions, whether it's an insurance company buying a robo or, just even recently that Goldman Sachs bought Honest Dollar, which I don't know, they're teeny. And that was for retirement services. Is it your intention to kind of maintain your independence, or would you sell out to someone who wants to come along and say, hey, this is a great idea, we'll buy you, we'll scoop you up?
Well, it's not our intent. It's not how we're building this business. My partner and dear friend Scott Puritz and I have already had very successful careers as entrepreneurs, and we're building Rebalance IRA. We call it we're building it to make a profit, but we call it a social double bottom line. We want to do some good in the world. So we may not make the best acquisition target because we're not charging the kind of fees that might be exciting to those who would want to acquire us. So we're not building it for that reason. But regard the market and is it hard for us? Look, while there are new exciting companies coming out and acquisitions happening, the fact is, Jill, the predominant amount of money, the people, those of you listening to this show right now, likely are using a broker or an insurance agent to manage your retirement money. It's likely a friend of yours you play golf with, someone you met at the school or the country club who's very trustworthy, convinced you to let them handle your retirement money. And those folks still manage the predominant amount of retirement money out there, trillions of dollars. And they're doing it with a flawed model. And the flawed model is now under scrutiny and being changed by the Department of Labor. And firms like ours have retooled to operate under these new regulations, which effectively bring people's fees down by two-thirds in most cases that we see, and give you a better investment management approach. So, there's a lot of winners that are going to be out there over the years, but still, the brokers and the commission-based salespeople in this business dominate how most money is being managed, and I don't see that changing for at least a decade.
Really? That long? I'm actually surprised. A decade? Is that because assets are sticky in this business, meaning that it's hard to change?
Yes. I had a woman on the phone yesterday, and we demonstrated to her that we were going to save her at least two-thirds in fees, and this is an older woman, and she'd been working very, very hard for many years, and she had several hundred thousand dollars. But, this was a substantial amount of money that we would save her every year. Also, what happens, as you know, Jill, is when a commission-based person is managing your money, over time, your portfolio begins to look a little bit like a yard sale. They're not focused on how much should this client have allocated to the U.S. market or foreign markets or bonds, which is really where all the money's made, is those decisions. Rather, it's, you know, what can I sell this client today to make some commissions? That thought process leads to these horribly out-of-line portfolios. So this potential client, we showed her how we could lower her fees dramatically, how we would manage the money in a much more, a better way, in a superior way. And she said, oh, my God, I want to do it. I'm ready to go. But then I got to call Keith and tell him, and he's like a son to me at this point. I just don't know that I can do that. And literally, she's been wringing her hands for over a month just trying to pick up the phone to break up with her broker. And that's the answer to your question. That's why this is going to take at least 10 years.
That's amazing. Relationships
are strong and they're full of trust and unfortunately not in the best interest of the client in many cases.
So let's just talk a little bit about those fees, because your fees are like south of 1% at rebalance. So somewhere like 0.75%-ish. Is that about right? A half. Okay. And but if you add in, is that all in, 0.5%? In other words, the cost of the underlying investment is how much?
Well, so then we buy funds for the clients, and the average fees in all of the funds that we buy are 0.15 to, say, 0.2 in that range. So if you add it all up, we're in the kind of 0.75% range all in.
Oh, man, you calling me a liar for 0.75 versus 0.75. All right, I love you anyway.
No,
two-thirds,
Jill, you know,
those two-thirds, listen, that fraction adds up over time, so I'm with you.
You and me, we're precise people.
Indeed.
I got to go toe-to-toe with you.
I love it. Okay, so it's just amazing. That is such a huge difference than, say, you know, even if you just look at the person, the average investor who buys a managed fund without any advice, just buys a managed fund and has a portfolio with, you know, the funds costing them close to 1%, maybe a little bit less. That's pretty amazing. So when we come back with Mitch Tuckman, the CEO of both Rebalance-IRA.com and Market Riders, we're going to figure out how is it he can provide that service so cheap? Because that must be what you're thinking. And it's not that cheap is always better, but boy, in this case it is. So Mitch Tuckman, he'll continue to join the program, and we're also going to get him to weigh in on the Department of Labor's new proposed rule, how that might impact his business. You're listening to Jill on Money, 855-411-JILL. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back.
When Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Back to Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger. Have a question? Call anytime, day or night, 855-411-JILL.
You're back with Jill on Money. This is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. I'm Jill Schlesinger. We are so happy to have Mitch Tuckman join us. He is the founder and CEO of Market Riders, CEO and co-manager of Rebalance-IRA.com. And before we went to the break, Mitch was telling us about the fees for managing a retirement account at Market Riders, which all in about 0.75%. And Mitch, like, how do you do it? I mean, if you look at, say, the average advisor who's got, the average account size at your firm, but maybe let's just talk about a $500,000 account. I would say that most advisors are charging about 1.25% for that, and then the cost of the funds inside of it, maybe it's 1.5%, and you're doing it for so much cheaper. How so?
Yeah, well, let's not gloss over that point, Jill. Yeah, at Rebalance IRA, when we talk to prospective clients, exactly what you said, they think they're paying the advisor, you know, 1 or 1.25%. But what the advisors generally don't make super clear, super clear, are what the fees are in the funds that they're buying for the clients. And we have this conversation daily with people, and it's very difficult for people to get their heads around this. But, you know, and you and I understand it, but if for those of you listening, when you open up your account and you look at your portfolio and you see those line items, you know, Franklin Templeton Global Growth Fund, or, you know, I'm not pointing them out, but any of those, when you see an amount, $44,280, that fund is siphoning out money out of that amount every year in that fund, and you'll never see it. But it's being taken out, and you need to know what that is, because that's a fee you're paying in addition to the money you're paying your broker to put the portfolio together and manage it and keep it in balance for you.
I mean, just to put that in perspective, though, also, I mean, even if you're managing your own money, I just popped into Fidelity for a second and said, okay, what happens if I bought the Fidelity-focused stock fund? Right. Has no transaction fee. I buy it for myself. Mm-hmm. Just for the fund, I'm paying 0.75%.
Yes.
So that's, I mean, even Fidelity or any managed fund, you're paying up for that staff of folks who is trying to do research and find value. Yes. That's not where you guys go. You really are sticking to the index/exchange-traded fund universes, right?
Yeah. So it's for most brokers and the way they operate, they need their 1% on your money every year, and they need to put you in funds that are 1% or more, because the funds make deals with the brokers and say, hey, Mr. Broker, if you buy my fund for your clients, I'm going to charge them 1 or 1.25%, but then I'm going to kick back 0.25% to you every year for getting my fund into your client accounts. And so that is it's a conflict of interest. Your broker likely isn't just being paid by you. He's being paid by the funds that he's buying for you. And that's a conflict. That is not, that leads to your not getting the best deal for you. And so at Rebalance IRA, we don't operate under that model. We believe it's conflicted. We only are paid by the clients, but we use funds that are different than what most brokers use. They're called indexed funds, and they're not run by rock star stock pickers. They're run by computers at firms like Vanguard, and those funds cost usually an eighth or a tenth the price. So when you ask me, Jill, how do we provide a better service for one-third the price all in, part of it is we just don't use funds that we think, you know, are not in the client's best interest that are index funds. And there's a whole long show we could do on that, but we just think we use better funds, and they happen to be a lot cheaper, and that's one reason that makes them better.
You know, I just was interviewing a big economist, and he said he thought that this concept of, you know, buying and holding even just a cheap fund was going to come under pressure in this next period. And he said, I think that we're going to have to see a little more tactical asset allocation, meaning that you're going to have to move your asset allocation around a little bit more. And I still don't get that. How do you know? And where's the proof that that actually works over time? I mean, you guys don't do that, correct?
We don't. And there is no proof. And I'm not sure who the gentleman was on your show, but generally people who say things like that, you know, what's the incentive to have that belief? Generally, people like that get paid higher fees to make predictions of what's going to happen in the world going out some period of time. And then they reposition portfolios accordingly. Usually they sound incredibly smart and bright, and they are, but there's no evidence to say that they're right. And the other problem is when they're wrong, then the investor loses. And so we know what the markets are going to do, Jill, over long periods of time. There's a lot of science and evidence that markets are going to continue growing at certain rates of return. So I know that if I can just capture that for our clients and charge them as little as possible to do that, it's a safer way to go.
Yeah. And frankly, I guess that even if you did know where they were going to go and you were right for the first decision, to continue to make those decisions seems like such a fool's errand. I mean, you really, I guess that there are some big hedge funds who do it, and there's maybe some folks who can do it now and again. But to consider that we mere mortals would do it seems a little crazy. Mitch, can you stick around for one more segment?
Of course.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So we're talking to Mitch Tuckman. When we return, we're going to have Mitch talk a little bit about how this new rule that the Department of Labor is about to announce around the fiduciary standard could change the industry and why it's good for him and rebalance-ira.com specifically. I think this is going to be a complete bonanza for you guys, but that's just my thought. It's Jill on Money. Our phone number is 855-411-JILL. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back.
They say the devil's water, it ain't so sweet. You don't have to drink right now. You can dip your feet every once in a little while.
Back to Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger. Want to get in touch? Call or email any day, anytime, 855-411-JILL or ask Jill at jillonmoney.com.
You're back with Jill on Money. If you've got a financial question, we really would love to hear from you. Two ways to get in touch with us, 855-411-JILL, or send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. All right, we are trying to keep Mitch Tuckman, the CEO of rebalance-ira.com and Market Riders, here for as long as possible because he is a font of information. Mitch, we've got the announcement of the Department of Labor rule coming out anytime. I heard that maybe the week of first week of April, but could be sooner, but basically any time. And this is the rule that would require any retirement account provider to adhere to the fiduciary standard. And how is that going to affect your business?
Let's just define what the fiduciary standard is, because I don't think a lot of people understand this whole idea. Yes, what you said is completely accurate. The Department of Labor is raising the bar, raising the standard for what anyone who gives you financial advice on a retirement account, meaning IRAs predominantly, the person managing or giving you advice on your IRA has got to operate at what's called a fiduciary standard, which means that I have to operate and put your interests ahead of my own. And if I don't, and you can prove that, you can sue me. Sue me if I'm not putting your interests ahead of my own. Now, you may think that sounds obvious. Of course, my financial advisor would do that. But brokers who are managing lots of money for people's IRAs, who buy them annuities, who buy them high-priced mutual funds, are not held to that standard. They're held to a lower standard today called a suitability standard, meaning if you're a widow and I buy you a bunch of highly speculative tech stocks, you can sue me because that wasn't suitable for you. But you cannot sue me for taking commissions for buying you products in your account. And you know, that's fair game. So I don't really have to demonstrate that I'm operating and putting your interests ahead of mine. And so the Department of Labor said, you know what, we enforce those higher standards, these fiduciary standards with people's employer accounts like 401ks and 403b accounts. But once the money moves out to an IRA, we're not able to do that, and all hell breaks loose, and all evidence shows that as a result, people are getting much less lower returns in IRAs, which are retirement accounts. So we need to change that. We need to have regulation and oversight over IRAs. And they've been fighting for 4 years. And yes, Jill, in a couple weeks, the regulation should be coming out. And what that will mean now for you listening to the show is that your broker is going to start being much more upfront with his disclosures about the fees you're paying in your accounts and the fees he's getting from the funds that he's putting into your accounts. And the fact that that's about to happen is causing firms to get out of the business. It's causing firms to say, we're not going to service people anymore. We can't do this because we can't make enough money doing so. But we can, because we've been waiting for this. So first of all, one way we do it is we use these lower priced funds we've mentioned. But I think mostly, Jill, it's a matter of how we run our business. We don't have offices where people can come in and get a cup of coffee and chat about the market. So we don't have a lot of brick and mortar out there. That lowers our costs. We do a lot of it on the phone. Secondly, there's a lot of technology that one can use to build an investment services business today that keeps down lots of costs like paperwork. People have probably heard the term cloud-based services, but we've built our company from the ground up with all kinds of innovative ways of running a business that way. And I think last and most important, our profit thresholds and requirements, we've just set them much lower than a publicly traded or investor-owned investment services firm. So we just think we've put a great package together so that people do get ahead with a level playing field and pure transparency, and that alone begins to get a life of its own. And now most of our business is coming through referrals and through shows we're able to do like this one, and the word's getting out. And so we don't spend much on marketing either. So that's how we're doing it.
That's so fabulous. Mitch Tuckman, the CEO of Market Riders, as well as the more, I don't know, like the more mature rebalance-ira.com. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, a great pleasure, a fantastic early adopter, by the way. And, you know, if you want to actually have a human touch and you want to go check out rebalance-ira.com, we will have a link to it in our show notes. And as Mitch says, you know, for 2/3 of 1% all in, this is a pretty darn good solution for people. You might want to check it out. So, you know me, I'm big on the robo. I think it's a great concept. I'm a total believer. I've bought in whole hog. So thanks so much for joining us, Mitch. It's Jill on Money. When we return, we'll just do a little wrap here of the show. 855-411-JILL. You can send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back. You're back with Jill on Money. If you've got a financial question, 855-411-JILL, or send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Now, we just finished up with Mitch Tuckman, the CEO of rebalance-ira.com. And one of the things that he mentioned in that last segment is a conversation about the fiduciary standard. I want to let you guys know that next week we are going to devote an entire hour to really diving into this issue. And we're going to have a special guest to join us. And I think it's really important if you have your money managed by anyone in the universe out there, if you work with a financial salesperson, an insurance person, anyone in the industry, next week's show will be the most important show that you could listen to. It's going to be huge. So we're waiting to see when the Department of Labor releases this new rule. There's still going to be efforts to squash it when it comes down. Again, this is a rule that's going to make those who serve retirement investors, they're going to have to conform to a rule that puts your best interest first. This is so important. It is a key issue. It's not about how the advisor is compensated. It is about the standard under which that financial professional must operate. And again, you know that there's people in the financial services industry. They're wonderful people. They sell commission-based products. There are folks who do fee-based planning, and they stink. It doesn't mean that one is good or bad. It means that we want to put the odds in your favor, that you're getting the very best advice that you can get that's in your best interest. You know, if you've inherited a big portfolio of a bunch of ETFs and you don't need to do anything, you might want to let it sit there. Maybe you don't need a fee-based advisor. You might not need that, okay? I get it. But we really need an industry that has to put clients first. That's absolutely first and foremost in any reasonable industry. All right. Thanks again to Mitch Tuckman for showing up today. And thank you for listening. If you've got a question during the week, 855-411-JILL. Send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. We'll see you next week.